With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Trump administration partially funding the SNAP food aid program to keep it running during the government shutdown. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In response to a pair of judges' rulings, the Department of Agriculture will provide some SNAP benefits after funding ran out over the weekend. It's not clear how much beneficiaries will receive. It's also not immediately known how quickly beneficiaries will see value show up on the debit cards they use to buy groceries. SNAP is the country's largest food program and serves about 1 in 8 Americans. Greg Clugston, Washington.
FAA investigating another near miss between a passenger jet and a helicopter.
The National Transportation Safety Board says it happened over Cleveland, Ohio, October 29th. A Southwest Airlines 737 from Baltimore to Cleveland and a Eurocopter medical helicopter came closer to each other than the minimum amount of distance required between aircraft to maintain safety. The Southwest flight had to abort its landing at Cleveland Hopkins International Airport. This comes as the government shutdown has increased pressure on the air traffic control system. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Typhoon Kalmegi has swept across the central part of the Philippines after making landfall early Monday morning. Now, triggering flash floods, at least 2 people are known to have died. Thousands of residents have been displaced. World's leading authority on hunger crisis says famine has spread to 2 regions of war-torn Sudan. Country has been torn apart since April of 2023 in a power struggle between the military and the paramilitary rapid support forces. And while 40,000 people have been killed, United Nations says the number of those who have died of hunger could be even higher. This is SRN News. Are people good or bad?
A new poll released by the Family Research Council finds Americans split on the question. 31% say human beings are all born sinful and only Christ can redeem them. 32% think people are born neither good nor bad, but become one or the other based on how they live their life. 22% of respondents believe no one is good or bad. They are what they are. And 10% say human beings are born good, but become corrupted by society. Michael Harrington reporting.
Federal judge in Hawaii ruling the FDA violated the law by imposing restrictions on accessing mifepristone, a popular abortion drug. A lawsuit by the ACLU argues the FDA is restricting access to a safe medication without scientific justification. ACLU asking the judge to find the FDA violated the law. This is SRN News. Microsoft says it will ship NVIDIA's advanced AI chips to the United Arab Emirates.
The U.S. Commerce Department approved the deal back in September. The company plans to send more than 60,000 NVIDIA chips, including the advanced GB300 Grace Blackwell chips, for use in the UAE data centers. The UAE's access to the chips is linked to its pledge to invest $1.4 trillion in U.S. energy and AI projects. Microsoft's announcement, part of its $15.2 billion investment in UAE technology. Bob Agner reporting.
Denny's has been acquired by a private equity investment company, Denny's board approving the deal, which values the company at $620 million, including debt. Under the deal, Denny's shareholders will receive $6.25 per share in cash for each share of Denny's common stock they own. More details at srnnews.com.